Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Daled, picking it up on the top of the page, four lines down, first word on the line. Amar Shmuel, Hayman de Fashach Dikla. A tzeh person goes and he takes branches from a palm tree, and then he was saying that why was he doing such a thing? He had kavana to be kona the tree. That's why he was doing this, says the Rashbam. Kamo, okay, says, notel is anafim v'yesh shem fashchin oso l'tzor chadekel. He's doing it for the dekel. L'vish anafim movement, there's a lot of branches. V'minichin oso ligad, it's not able to grow. Mahanyalei hashvicha kezimer bekarim. It's like pruning the vineyards. So this person goes ahead and he takes away branches that are like over there to help it grow. And says the Rashbam, adaita the dikla, if he did it in order to improve the actual tree itself. Rashi says, Rashbam says, kadeshi yigad. Then he's actually konet. But if he's doing it for, you know, for his animals, the chiyus, Rashbam says, he's no, he didn't care about the dekel. He just wants the stuff. The Nova Gather Ella Likita's Paris, Miskavin, Loy of Chazak, is not called the Chazaka when you're doing Nova Gather in order just to have the Paris. That's not a Chazaka, Ukimachzik Shalomi Das Dummy. Vikikam Miskavin and Niliknos Belikita Zoo, I've covenanted it with getting this in. Harikamisha Holech, Beshuk Vomer, Rotsa Nil, Hachzik, Besada Ploni, Deb Dibor. Below Maisa, law of Chazaka. If you speak without doing any sort of action, you didn't do anything. The Tartibin and Shiasa Tika Makarka. It has to be doing a Tikkun to the land, be a Dayim, actively. Obosa Tikkun, you miscavin the Shem Tikkun, Kedil Hachzik, and you have the mind in order to do Chazaka with it. Therefore, if a person, let's say, goes and he moves his stuff, and I thought that Dikla is Kana, but I thought that the Chifsa, if he's doing it for his animals, Lokana, he's not Kana. Echidam, I mean, what exactly are we talking about over here? How do we know what he's doing it for? It says Rashbam, that is. How do we know what his kavan is? Shalkam hagisa, my hagisa, if you took branches from all the sides of the tree, the dikla is doing it for the dekel. Because he wants to keep it even Stephen. Kula, mechadgisa, it's all from one side, the dikla is clearly doing it for the chavasa, for his animals. Let's say a person who, he goes and he sweeps up, says Rashbam, Mechabed Matiris Asadeh, Mikismim Basavim Raim. He's getting rid of all the splinters, the wood chips, and the bad stuff. He's weeding out everything over there. I'd like to dive into it for the land. Kani is a Kani, but I'd like to the TV if he wants for the little pieces of wood, right, in order to be able to burn stuff. Rashi says, Lakit Eitzim Lisrof, Lokani, the Kolokitis Paris, Lokani. So I'd like to the TV, Lokani, he's not going to be Kona. Hechidami now. How do we know? So Shaka Ravri Vizitri, we took the big and the small ones, and then he's doing it for the land. Shaka Ravri only took the big ones, Shaka Vizitri left the small ones, and then the TV just wants it for the wood. V'yomer Shmuel, another day in Shmuel. It's a Shmuel day. Haiman da Askel Tikla. Let's say you have a person who moves things out of the way. Rashbam says, Meisir Mechsholos, he takes away all the stumbling blocks. Umashva Paneakaki, he smooths out the land, Shadei Chalaka, it's smooth, V'lo Tichshol HaMacharisha, with the Shabbat, the plow won't be messed up and broken. I doubt that I was doing it for the land, Kana, then he's Kana of the land, right? Right, just like when you plow a land, it does something. I doubt that the Beidari, but if he's doing it he's doing it to make a threshing floor, low cutting, then he's not going to be Kona. The Rashbam explains that we're talking about that this field is what's it for. It's really meant to be planted, not for threshing. So if the threshing is just used up and then it's going to plow it up and it's going to be used to planting, so then since it's going to be gone, it's considered like being destroyed and not being built up. And therefore you're not Kona by doing such a thing. Then look on Hechidami. Now, how do we know which what he has in mind? Shaka Mulya Vashadab Nutsa. If he took all the dirt and he threw it into the holes, then as Bam says, look on Chatel Vishtah Baguma Nimsisha Hishva Kolakaki, he's smoothing up the whole land. Then Ika Lamemer Delachro Shasa Shalotis Akiv Machrisha. Right, so then he's doing it in order that the plow doesn't get messed up. Adai the Dai is doing it for the land, and therefore he's gonna be Kona. Mulya ba Mulya, but if he levels the ground by flattening the piles a little bit, v'natza b'natza, or, you know, filling up some of the holes, just a little bit, says Rashbam, atel hirchi arachi b'mkomo v'shpilo, he just mashpil it, v'natza magbio s'vivo l'tzadim, Shalo, Hezukov is Kolkach, not standing straight up. Vechain, Nutsa Benutsa She, Sifse Aguma, Heshav Gadol Atzmi, Yisan Lenasis Aguma, Chalaka, Her Agumas Levad, Vatloim Levad, then Hari Yishkan, Makomas, Chalakam, Kolach, Levado. Everyone has its own like small little areas that are smoothed out. Vanutsa Benutsa Adaita, the Beidari, he's just doing it in order to have a threshing field, and therefore he's not acquiring it. Vyamar Shmon, Nadadin Shmon, this is number four. Haiman, the Pasach Maya Ba'ara, let's say someone who makes an opening for water to come into a particular part of the land, says Rashbam, he wants water to come in. And he said, yeah, he did it in order to acquire the land. So if he did it for the land, kind of he acquires it. But if he did it for the fish, in other words, he wants to bring the water that has fish in it into this field, and then the water would leave the field, and the fish would stay there, and he'd get fished, and look, he's not going to. Hey, how do we know? Pasach Trey Babi, he opens two holes, then Chad Mayav, Chad Not Mapik, one that lets the water come in, and one lets it go out on the other side. Then Adaita the Kavi is doing it for the fish, obviously. Chad Babi is only one hole, that the Dari is doing it for the actual land, and he wants it to get watered, and everything should go well. Story time. There was a woman who ate the fruits of a tree, of this palm tree, by taking off the branches on one side of the tree. And she did this for 13 years. Asahu Rafik Tuseporta. This guy came in and he just dug a little bit underneath. Rashbam says, Dainu Oder Tachas Eiland, hoeing under the tree. So, Hanalika Chorish Lazria. Just like Harisha works for Zria, so too this works with the tree. And, yeah, it helps it to grow over there, and that's Kenyan. Also, look, I mean, leave Kenyan of Lim. Oh my, look, I made the Marukva, and some say in front of Rav Uka, say like, was he koneit? Okumi b'day, and Levi said that it's his. Right, he did a Kenyan, but the woman didn't. Asai kot safcha kameh. This woman came, she started screaming in front of him. Amar Allah, and Levi says to her, what do you want from me? What am I going to do? My evidlach, how can I help you? The loach zikt. You didn't do a Kenyan like a normal way to actually be kona something over here. Right, you just took off branches from one of the sides of the tree that's not going to help, like we saw earlier. Amarav Hatsar Tsur Benichse Ager. Someone who draws a picture on the property of this ger, then he is Kona. He is Kona the property. We saw before that if someone, let's say, goes ahead and they plaster a little bit, it's got to be an Amma. Here it could be even less than that. Why? Because it's like, yeah, because I buy some of Siyud, Vikir, Darman Leel, we said Amma can get a Pesach Lav, Hainu Tsuras Bria, Elat Siyurim, Alma, Maisit Satsum, Aprachim, Aval Tsuras Chaya, Ov, Chashuva, Vidai Be Echad, Velobin, and Amma, Velo can get a Pesach. And that is that when you're going ahead, and if you're doing some sort of pattern or regular one color, then it's got to be an Amma. But if it's an animal or a bird, then it's considered like a nice, beautiful thing. And that's enough. And that's going to be a Kenyan, even if it's not exactly this, an Amma. And even if it's not opposite the Pesach. The Kona is going to be Kona from doing such a thing. We saw the Rav himself did this. This time we know this didn't. The Rav, Lokani Leginsa, the Rav, Elabitsurta. Rav only got this this garden, which was next to where his yeshiva was, which belonged to the ger who died, Elabitsurta, that he drew like a nice picture on it. And by doing that, that's how he ended up being Kona. It says, Rashbam, Gina, Smucha, Lebes, Midrash, of Hoysa, Shel Ger, Umeis, Fakana, Rav, Bekach. Shosu, but Sur, Lahach, Sigba, Umeklala, Dehach, Maisa, Itmahach, the Rav. And from that story is what we say that that's what Rav says. Yeah, Tamar, Sada, Musu, Yemes, Bemitzareah. Let's say I have this field that has, and now it's Mesuyim, it's clear which one it is, by its Mitzareh, it has all its boundaries. Right? It's marking it off, and it's marked off in a way clearly. Rashbam says, Sheyesh lo Mitzar ba'arba v'choseh, has boundaries on all four sides, boxed in. Amar v'hun amar rav, kevin shehikish ba'mako she'echad, if someone makes a single thing into the ground, Rashbam says, v'chafer b'mora mako she'echad, Ha-ka-achas, one bang into the ground, but karka kana kuli gets it all. The hainu rafak ba-porta. Okay, going karka sha-omed la-charisha. It's like it's ready to be plowed. Aval ba-bayis lo-avich-zak, wouldn't be called a-zaka, v'loshna mecha, v'loshna nichse, ager, kana kula, doesn't matter, he gets it all. So back into the Gemara. Kevan she'ekesh ba-makos echad, kana kula, he gets the entire field. U-shmuel amar lo kana elamakam makosha b'vad. Shmuel says, he only gets the place of where he stuck the spade into the ground. Rashbam tells us, what are we talking about over here? What Shmuel discussing? He's talking about v'dafka nichse ager. Aval mecher v'kibel zuzeh afilu eses sadus be'eses medinos v'hechzik be'achas behen kanakulin gets all of them kadar mishmul aper kamay b'vakama and v'kiddushin. Like we explained in the Gimel, b'ach plug the hilchasa kirav the har of Nachman avad uvda kavaseh the rav the kamon b'shmaisin. So, right, so we actually paskan like Rav over here. It says I'm over Rav. Once he does one makos, he gets the whole thing, and Shmuel says he only gets a little area when he's talking about the chesed ger. But Allah really goes according to Rav that he does get it even with that, the whole area, even with that, the whole thing with the small little thing. Beep, turn the page. Nodala base. V'she'ena mesiyam es v'tzera ad kama. Let's say a field that's not marked up from its, you know, it doesn't have dividers. So how much? Right? In other words, how much do you have to do in order to get the entire field? Says Rashbam, Ela Bika Gedola Psa. Psucha, the sun doesn't come. It's open to other fields. The rishus haram. I'd come and say, "Lachbar, how much you have to go and be chofer, dig in, viikna kula to get all of it." Alibi the Rav, the Havad de Lishmo, locha shivul misiemes tfei, mishena misiemes. That field misiemes kamer lo kana ella makosho. According to Shmuel, we're not asking because even if it's a marked off area, you're only going to get like that small little area that you dug, that little area you put the spade into. But according to Shmuel, it says you get the whole thing. What does he say? Ella makosho, makosho kamer mishena misiemes. Yes, but first we're going to be on the cloud. The other people explain it differently, and I don't buy it at all. Now, Amr of Papa, Kedazil Tiara de Tori Vahadar. He says you have to plow the field as much as the yoke of ox goes and returns, which is talking about, says the Rashbam, Keshiachus Tsemed Bakar Shura Achas Mikatse Gvul Asada, Vat Katseil, Vahadar, Vahazarasa Yase Od Shura Acheres. If you plow the field in a way that you have two lanes that you end up creating, the animals go all the way one way to the end and then back, then he acquires the entire field. The property of a guy is considered like a desert. Kol ha-machzik b'hem, zoche b'hem. Anyone who does any sort of chazak on it, he gets them. My time, well, what that means is, let's say you sell me a piece of land. So when you sell me something, the din is that Rashbam says, shemachem ovi kachovim l'yisrael, shekibel ovi kachovim hadomim. I give the money to the guy. V'adayin l'hechzik bo yisrael, zeh akono osam. Right, I didn't yet do anything to the land. I just gave him money and he took the money. Hari and Kamidbar says, Rashbam kehefker, because the first to come on, Shem called me Yisrael Acher. If another Jew came along, the Hechzik Bam, and he did the Chazak on it, Kana, Kilu Him Nichse Ager Shemes. Wow, that's unbelievable, because we don't know a case of a buy from a Jew. Just giving the shtar itself could actually affect the acquisition, not just the money, but the shtar that's given over. He gives over the deed. Or if he goes to the chazak on the land, but over here it's got to be done to the chazak on the land itself. So he says it's going to be, anyone's machzik is going to work. My time of why is it? Because over kachav b'chim matu zuz liyadei statically. Once the guy gets the money, he's off, he's done, he's out of it, he's not his anymore. Right? Mina lukeach statically. Over kachav says Rashbam shari kol kinyano shel over kachav mikesef. All sales with goyim is done with money, like we see in the first paragraph of Kiddush Daf Yudalim Beis. Once he gets money, it's over. Can't back out. But the Jew only wants to get the shtar. The Rinnah Megiddush and the Kabbish Israel. That filu mi Yisrael chavrei lo kani bezuzei atchich the flow is shtar. The money looks like I can do anything to leave a shtar. V'kol shechein bo v'kachavim. Certainly when it comes to v'kachavim, stam v'kachavim anasim heim. There you know, but. Anasim, ve'ein b'dayta liknos below star, ve'hilkach. Therefore, e asi Yisrael achrini rafak beportin. He does some sort of act. Mekmehai kani is kona v'dafka below keiach murgachavim. It's not because he's buying from a guy. Aval lo keiach misov is buying from a Jew. Chaver unichid lo kani lo keiach ad de asi star liday. See, it's not really until the star gets into his hands. Acher Mia Ein Yachal Likadim. Someone else can't come in to be called him Lachzik. Sure, I die in Rishus Amocher. It's still in the hands of the Mocher. Kaima Shekos Man Shelo Hichzik Alokeach Olo Ba Hashtar Liado Yichon Shnei Lachzik Zebazeh. So if you're talking about a Jew, you sell me the land, then I give you the money. It's either yours or it's mine. And if it's not mine yet, then it still retains by you. So somebody does a kinyan on it, nothing happened because you did a kinyan in someone else's field. When it comes to a guy, once the money's given over, He's removed himself from it, and therefore anyone comes and grab it, they grab it. So it's considered like a midbar. They are zochen it. Wow, unbelievable din. Just hang out by Jews that give money to Goyim for the land. Then you can go and grab the land. Isn't that a nice thing to do? Point is, nice, not nice. It would tackle work thus far. Amar Leah, Abaye, Rav Yosef comes as a kasha. Does Shmuel really say that when the Jew goes ahead and says Rashbam, the kanile sheni la'arad over kachav mechazaka below shtarmen of kachav. Come on, Amar Shmuel, dina the machusa dina. The you have to go according to the law of the land. Umalka Amar, and the king said, Lo likne ara ella be'igrasa. The king said the only way that you can actually be kona land is with igrasa, with some sort of document, some sort of shtar. Amar le, so he said back, Anali Yadana. I don't know what you're talking about. This dina de machus, the dina thing, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what I do know. Uvda have a Bedurib de Ravsa, Rashbam says Shemakum was the name of a place, or it was a village of shepherds. And Biyisrael, there was a story that happened. Biyisrael de Zavan Aram over Kochavim. There was a Yid, he bought land from a guy. He came along and he dug a little bit. And also coming to Rehuda, came from Rehuda, and Ukum and Bidadi Sheni. And he said the second guy gets to keep it. Says the Rashbam, also coming to Rehuda, Verov Maisev Shama Mishmuel Rabbo. Most of the things he heard from Shmuel, his Rav. Just quickly, it's important to note, the Rashbam says that Amalei Anali Adana, Rav Yosef Nami Balkarche Havi Yada Lahadamer Shmuel Dina Chusadina. He definitely knew the statement that the Rav said, that Shmuel said, Dina Chusadina, Bahadu Kamahadu Lei Labai Anali Adana. He says, well, I don't know. Vada Yodea Teretz Adavar, Ela De Adif Lei Lamemer Uvda. It's more important for him to tell over the story. Ulakach Lo Chashash Lateretz Vabai Mahadu Lei Meahu Uvda Lekali Sui Raya. And he said, you can't bring a Raya from there. Amir Rav Yosef Lo He said it. His point was to be focusing on the fact that Shmuel Taka did say the storyline. He did Paskin like this in this circumstance. So, like, I mean, what do you want from me? And what about the Dina de Machusa Dina Shtekel? He holds that. He says, really, that the Dina de Machusa did not force that you actually to have a shtar over there. So he held up in the second hand. So Rabbi Yehuda saying that the second Yid can go and take this this land. He's going like Shmuel. And yeah, he says that. It's Amalei. Somebody says back. So Rav Yosef says, Dura de Ravsa Kamart? What are you talking about? You're trying to bring a raya from this village of shepherds or this location? Hasam Bagei Mitamrehavu. Those were like black market lands. Rashbam says, Sados Tmuno Shalohi Abaylam Nosanis Amas Lamech. They weren't paying taxes. Selim Avrichen Atzman. Right? This is, people didn't know about this. The Inu Gufayu Lohavu Yavi Taska Lamalka. The Rizalans themselves, they weren't paying taxes to the king. Amalka Omer Mandi Yoiv Taska Lechoara. And the king said that one who pays the taxes can go ahead and own that land. Therefore, the original guy who sold it wasn't really his to go and sell, and therefore it's not a good sale altogether. So the second Jew who did this thing over here, he acquires it, but nothing to do with the fact that it didn't do with the sale over there. Rav Huna Zavan Aram over Gachavim. Another story is that Rav Huna, he bought a land from a guy. Also, he saw Acher. Rav Rapport, he came in and he dug a little bit into it. Also, he came into Rav Nachman, Ukum Bidei. And he led the second guy to go and to get it. And Amalei, my Daitech. So Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, because of Nachman Paskin, it's for him. He said to him, my daitach, like, explain, like, I don't get it. The Amar Shmuel told me, you know that Shmuel says, Nichsev Gachav Merhin, Kamidbar V'chol Machsik Behem Zacha. You want to play this game where we're Paskin like Shmuel? So, again, you want to say that Shmuel said that he goes ahead, it's like a desert, and whoever goes and does a Chazak on him, he acquires him. Beep, turn the page. Nun Hamad Aleph. Le'avidli Mar Kiduch Shmuel. The Shmuel. Why don't we pass on like Shmuel's other statement also? What was his statement? Damar Shmuel, lo kane ele mako makosh bilvad. Remember, we saw the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. That someone goes ahead and if Rav says he has this whole field and it doesn't have even if it has boundaries, that's what machlokas was. And you make a little bit of dig into there. What happens? You get the whole field. But Shmuel says you only get the place of where you actually dug. So therefore, this guy, go ahead, give him, but only give him that small little area, but don't give him the whole field. So Amalev Nachman said to him, "Bahana kishmatin tzvili." He said, "I hold in that area of digging in that field that kishmatin hold like we have a tradition." Da'amar Rav Huna Marav. Once he does a little bit, kana kula. Right? He holds like Rav over there, you acquired the entire field. So he holds like Shmuel, in as much as the person goes and he slips in, he goes, he can take it. In the meantime, if you didn't do any act on him, you buy the field from the guy, but he didn't do anything. Someone else could do some sort of chazak and get it. And he holds like Rav, in as much as when you go ahead and you do a little bit, that it gets the entire field. Shalach Rav Huna. Bar Avin, he sent the following thing. If a Jew buys a field from a guy, a boy so achvehesik, but another Jew comes along and he's maxing it, right? He does in the meantime before he gets it. Ein motzien osam yodo, we don't take away the field from this person, like Shmuel said. V'chein haya Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Eloi, v'chol Rabboseinu shavim badavar. So to everybody holds like this, says Rashbam, v'chol. All this was sent. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great, great day.